Nolte, Adam Schiff desperate to hide William Taylor testimony that would kill Ukraine hoax. By John Nolte on October 23, 2019. The big fake news today is that Ukraine's top diplomat, William Taylor, delivered a smoking gun to Representative Adam Schiff's, DCA, secret impeachment hearings. That is not hyperbole, those are the headlines, smoking gun. So here we are again with Russian collusion too in full swing. With the walls closing in on Trump, and all of it backed by a coordinated news cycle about how President Trump is toast. Done, over and out, corrupt and kaput for realsies this time. Except, once again, it's all fake news, but you knew that. Even though Schiff's secret impeachment inquiry is supposed to be secret, leaks to the far-left CNN New York Times Wash Post geared for the Get Trump crowd are currently being reported everywhere without a hint of scrutiny from the media. Unaware or unashamed of being so obviously manipulated by the Schiff cabal. Someone, somehow leaked Taylor's opening statement to the media. And, gee, we can only sit here and imagine who that might have been. Meanwhile, even though we are talking about a process designed to overturn a national election, the accused, President Trump, has no rights, nor do his surrogates among House Republicans. They are not only restricted from calling their own witnesses, which is unprecedented in the history of impeachment. They cannot even publicize their side of the story without violating Schiff's fascist rules. Worse still, while Taylor's opening statement is leaked to the media, this one-sided document from a career diplomat who obviously despises Trump, the transcripts and recordings of his entire testimony remain hidden, guarded, secreted away. And the so-called media are perfectly fine with this, perfectly happy to publish what Schiff wants them to publish, even though they know it does not tell the full truth. And in the specific case of Taylor, according to three Republican congressmen who were in the room, the testimony Taylor gave that completely undercuts the narrative about his smoking gun opening statement remains hidden from the public. And we are now stuck with an incurious press that just doesn't want to hear the full and inconvenient truth. Appearing with Sean Hannity on Fox News after Taylor's testimony, Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, said, "The truth is, in 2 minutes, John Ratcliffe destroyed this witness. There is no quid pro quo." Earlier in the day, Rep. Ratcliffe, RTX, himself verified this while complaining, justifiably, about how he is restricted from revealing the full truth of what happened. He did, though, say what he felt he could. Using Twitter, Representative Mark Meadows, RNC, said of Taylor's testimony and the lapdog media's coverage of it. "The leaks out of today's witness interview have been laughably overblown and don't tell the full story. Still no evidence of quid pro quo. Much of the statement and hearsay allegations didn't hold up against any real scrutiny. The full transcripts should be released immediately." This has been the cycle since the beginning of Schiff's Star Chamber. The worst possible testimony is leaked out of context. And it sounds awful, at least until we get the other side of the story, where we inevitably learn that this whole thing is going nowhere, that all the evidence points to there being no quid pro quo, to us learning how Schiff is badgering witnesses to say what he wants. So we are currently enjoying a remarkable time in history where congressional Democrats are looking to overturn a presidential election using secret testimony backed by selective leaks, and the national media are colluding with them as if this is all normal and okay. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.